family. I don't know who need to hear this, but certain things just sit on my mind. And I want you to know this. The reason that people hate you or they dislike you is because they cannot do what you do. You know, it takes a special kind of person to admit that they are not capable or compatible with the person you are. You may have family or friends, you know, who sit there and look at you and wonder, wow, he or she is doing something again. They're doing this, they're doing that. While their life is stagnant. Why stand in the same place? But you know why I stand in the same place? Because they're watching you run a race. They're watching you trace after your dreams. They're watching you be ambitious. They're watching you. Meanwhile, you don't pay them no mind. You don't pay anyone no mind that has nothing to do with the betterment of you, the self-improvement of you. You have people shake your hand. They say, oh man, I love what you're doing. You know, keep doing what you're doing. I call those little angels. Angels of clarification. To let you know that you're on the right path. So the reason they hate you, it's nothing that you can do about that. Don't blame anything on them. Because they know not what they do. They don't know that them hating you is catapulting you towards your dreams. Them not liking or even sharing your content that you create, you put thought into, is catapulting you to your dreams. So in all, don't let no one or anything stop you from being great. Don't let no one stop you from being great. You know, people always say, you know, he got the, you know, he's strong as a lion. I never understood that. Because as I look out in nature, the lion gets everyone to do everything for them. The lion gets the lionesses to hunt. Granted, in times where that lion has to come and protect the pride, there's still them lionesses that run and gather the food while the lion sits there, sits on the dais, you know, while everyone do work for him. Never understood that analogy. I say, if you're going to compare anything to anyone, compare me to a tiger. Get compared to a tiger. A tiger walks alone. A tiger stands alone. A tiger can roam in any place, in any pride, in any jungle, alone, without the help of a pack, and be by itself, fear. Be fear. When I was watching A Life of Pi, it really opened the eyes of the tiger. It opened my eyes to the sight of a tiger. I didn't know a tiger could swim for 8 hours. I didn't know that. Lions hate water. The tiger, I didn't know that a tiger, in order them to feed the tiger, I'm talking about in the movie In the Life of Pi, what they would do is they would put the animal to the cage. They would put the animal to the cage. A barred cage. Now, they would not open that cage. They would tie the animal to the outside of that cage. And in the movie, The Life of Pi, the son would get close to the cage. But he did not understand the ferocity of the tiger. He did not know how strong the tiger was. He was oblivious to who that tiger was. Oblivious. His father set up a goat. Put the goat on the outside of the cage. Told his son to look. This is why you don't get close to the cage. The tiger saw that goat. And when it saw the goat, it started to, you know, crouch, creep, crawl. And then within an instant, he grabbed the goat, the full goat, and threw him, not even threw him, pulled him through the cage. The entire goat pulled him through the cage. That's how powerful he was. That's how feared he was. That's how strong he was. So if you're going to be anything, be a tiger. Be a tiger, but never allow anyone to cage you. Never allow anyone to tell you your limits. No, people only hate what they don't understand. They only hate what they don't understand. And the truth scares a lot of people. And sometimes you yourself are walking truth. You are the truth that they are just sitting on their ass while you're working and putting in the work to make things happen. You are the truth for them. So they tend to stay away from you because you are the truth. You are the tiger. They hate you because they are not you. They hate you because they want to be you. Understand that. You go through these phases of up and down because it will build the character. It will build who you are. Everything about you screams victorious, and they know it. Funny thing about it is they knew it before you knew it. Some people don't want you to get to your full potential. Some people don't want you to shine bright because they think that you're shining dims their light. Those are our haters. You're going to get them. You're going to get them. And don't be confused when those haters come from your family. Don't be confused. Don't be confused at all. Don't be confused at all. You know, just understand that you were made for something bigger. Understand that you were made for something greater. Understand who you are. Understand. And they have no reason. No reason. They can't even put a finger on why they don't like you so much. So the fuck what? So what? That ain't your problem. They were never your problem. Let them continue to hate while you continue to elevate. Let them continue to devolve while you evolve. Let them continue. So whatever they say, take what they say, internalize it, and use it as fire. Use it as fuel. Use it as food. And eat. Eat. Eat their doubts. Eat their hate. Eat their jealousy. Eat their envy. Eat it. Eat it. Don't let it break you. It was not meant to break you. It was only meant to shake you. And once you have been shook and you open the lid, guess what? An explosion happens. An explosion happens. They hate you because they're not you. That's why they hate you. Understand that. Internalize that. And be the best version of yourself. Fuck them. Fuck them all. This is your daily motivation. I am Sekou the God. Thank you for listening. Thank you for paying attention. And be a motherfucking tiger.